Welcome to Tales Beneath the Surface. Available on all respectable podcast platforms. Just so you know, this episode contains mature themes and upsetting scenes. You have been warned.
Well, well, and hello again, dear listener. I'm sure you know where you are by now, but for propriety's sake, welcome back to Tales Beneath the Surface, our deepening journey into the unknown. What a week it's been. Feels more like a lifetime since we last spoke. I've been wandering over the cobbled skin of my old haunts, peering in dusty windows and knocking on bolted doors. I must look quite the sight. A face full of sighs and hands covered in the city's dirt, traipsing around on the hunt for people who must be long, long gone. Ah well, got to keep yourself busy, as my uncle used to say. Everyone needs a hobby. Though his, in fact, leant a little too hard into the unsavory. An interesting phenomena though, you know, taste. I've heard it's an equal split. Half the fleshy molecules mashed and bisected by your tongue and teeth. The other bright and effervescent scents leaping away from your mouth's noisome pit, only to be drawn down the moist caverns, making up your nose. Disgusting. I've heard one without the other is far worse than you might imagine. It is not an even cleaving. It's fitting that taste involves a second sense. After all, the word's other meaning pulls in your body entire, married to whatever sense of joie de vivre you act out day to day. Some people live for both, placing them above all other considerations like cost or morality. How far would you go, dear listener? I know I would go just far enough. Well hung. The alarm went off, shrieking as Mickey knocked it to the ground. He jumped out of bed, hopping back after bruising his feet on everything else strewn across the floor. His heart was pounding, whether from nerves or the comedown from the night before, he couldn't tell. Still, at least his knives were sharp and rolled up, the edges checked 9 times before the uppers had finally burnt out. And look, yes, there was still a mouthful of whiskey and a cheeky bump on the plate next door. Mickey took both, jumped in the shower, then dried, dressed, and ran out the door. The day was the big day. He'd signed on the dotted line after all.
I want a tight set tonight. No fuck-ups. You're the best, else you wouldn't be here, so stay sharp.
Yes, Chef.
On to the meat. We've had half a side to work with. The rest has been processed and turned into gifts the guests can take away with them and enjoy at their leisure.
Yes, Chef.
We're doing top to tail. Not a scrap goes to waste. Thanks to the butchers, we've got some choice cuts to work with. How long have they been hanging?
The legs have been dry-aged for 36 days, Chef. We separated out the organs, sweetbreads and blood for processing today. Got some pâtés ready to go and some charcuterie that's been curing longer.
Good. Fantastic work. Now, our friends in the grocery department sourced everything you could need, all in season and pulled at its best. A fitting accompaniment. You all know the menu. We clear?
Yes, Chef.
Good. Right. Into teams. Listen to your leads. Clean and efficient tonight. It's full out there, and he demands perfection. All goes well, we'll share the sacrament. Enjoy yourselves.
Yes, Chef!
The crowd of white-suited chefs split into groups, the low murmur of conversation and piss-taking swelling as they got ready for service. The stations were set. They were ready to go. Mickey followed Ezra over to their station. The journey of how he got there, writhing in his head. They'd met on a club stairs, bumping into each other as they passed. Mickey had been ready for a fight until he'd recognised the face surrounding the bright, biting grin. They'd worked together for a couple of years. Second job after he got out of Broadmoor. Their friendship sealed in the blood and tears sweated out on the line while they were both coming up. It had been the highlight of his career. They pushed culinary boundaries together, their shared passion pushing each other further. Then Ezra dropped off and disappeared. Mickey thought he'd left the city or been pinched on one of his sketchiest side jobs. No one had a clue. The city's a transitory place after all. They'd swap numbers right there, holding people up either side, leaving them grumbling, trying to push past. Mickey didn't expect to hear from him again. His face had been bright and drug-flushed, pupils pinpricks in bloodshot eyes. 2 days later, while Mickey was having a break from service, though, he did.
Who's this?
You already forgot? Been 2 days, mate. Don't know whether to be insulted or...
Ezra? Fucking hell. You got a new number already?
More than one phone. Business and pleasure, mate. Got to keep them separate.
What's this, then?
Depends on you. Got a job I know you'll be interested in.
I've got one at the moment, mate.
What, a goose and gander?
Mickey,
this is better.
Oh, they're shouting. I've got to get
call
back.
Call me. Talk costs nothing and this one could get you the world.
Right. Be easy.
He'd thought little of it at the time. Probably some harebrained scheme, a quick way to a couple of grand. Nothing he needed, though. That part of his life was behind him, and he couldn't afford another fuck-up. Halfway through his third pint after his shift was wrapped, his phone rang again. He stepped outside to answer, lighting a cig as he passed through the door, the booze sharpening his interest.
Yes, mate.
At least you saved my number, eh? No worries. I remember, weekends of murder.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Anyway, what you got?
Straight to it, always liked that.
Beats wasting time walking around it. So, what is it?
Cooking.
Really?
Yeah, you sound surprised.
Before you moved on?
Nah, never gave it up, just went underground.
Damn, really? Haven't heard a whisper since you left Kenitsa.
Way underground.
What? Gorilla dining?
Like you wouldn't believe. Remember all that talk about going beyond, breaking new boundaries? Well, this is that.
I heard that before. Need more to get me excited, mate.
This one's different, take my word for it. You're free tomorrow. Better to talk face to face, if you know what I mean.
Got a dirty double. Free Monday, if you can wait.
See you then. I'll send you the address, swing by around two. We'll see if I can pique your interest.
This is your new dishcloth, then, putain. You're gonna be better than the last one you brought in, stinking up my kitchen.
Your kitchen?
Hear that, lads? Our little Napoleon's making a move up the ladder. Better watch out.
Don't fret, mon ami. He's good. You should watch yourself.
You better be. Anyway, here's a quick rundown of the shit you need to keep a handle on. I don't want you getting in my way.
Don't mind him. Where you worked before?
Here and there. Spent a few years with Ez over at Kenitsa. Been in the game a while. I know the moves.
All right. You'll be good then.
What's the service like? Heard it's one sitting, same menu for everyone. That about the size of it?
That's it. Everyone's eating the same. Easier for us, right?
Oh, simple enough.
Watch yourself, dickheads.
Monday rolled round fast. The rest of the weekend blurred over with a wash of work, drink and drugs. It had been another hard week at the Goose, banging out the same dull classics, always in the weeds. The kitchen was fraying under pressure from the money men to cut costs, and if we saw another beef Wellington, he'd stab someone. There'd been 3 sackings the last fortnight. It was brutal, and tempers were fraying. Every shift was understaffed, and he'd come close to burying his fist in the manager's gut, each one of them. Then he was at the address, pushing the bell's button down and listening to it jangle in the space behind the door. Ezra swung it open, grinning hungrily, stepping aside to let him through.
Head down to the kitchen, where you can have a drink and a chat.
Mickey nodded and walked along the threadbare carpet past the gap-toothed banister and the padlocked door below the stairs. The kitchen was gloomy, its ceiling burnt black above a dusty range, topped with hobs, furred with old grease and cobwebs. A table stood on the peeling linoleum floor, flanked by 2 chairs facing each other over the scarred tabletop. It was empty, save the grooves of past knife work splitting fibres that had grown up together.
Thought you said you were still in the game.
Not here, dickhead. This place is for sleeping, temporary digs. Take a seat.
He wrenched open the heavy fridge door and pulled out a half-empty bottle of Calvados and a square of mirror mounded with powder, placing them on the table between them, and carved out a line with the blade of his hand, then bent over to suck it up.
Bit of a mix on this. Can't remember everything there, to be honest. Feels pretty fucking good, though. Want some?
Might as well.
It went up clean, then burned as it hit the back of his throat, before the fire spread down his nostril. Mickey took a slug of Calvados to take away the taste and mask the cough building in his chest, the fire of the brandy and powder tightening a ragged grin between his cheeks.
Damn, the fuck's that cut with? So, we're here for this, or have you got something to tell me? I'm good with either, just if you want to discuss something, best to do it before this kicks in.
Yeah, this job. It's a special one, and you're a match.
I'm not selling anymore. Place I'm at takes a dim view of people shifting to the staff. Not because they're honest, mind. Their dealers have it locked down.
You think this is about fucking powder now, mate? We're cooking.
Cooking? Get fucked.
I'm serious. The fuck you think I've been doing for the last 2 years?
Really? Yeah?
I've been in the kitchen, and to be fair, I'd face more jail time for this than dealing.
What, for a fucking supper club? You're kidnapping the rich fucks that come to it?
Nah, not quite. It'll be bad for the staff and the guests if we got rumbled.
That's fucking wild. What is it?
An underground dining club. One with a twist. Been running a long time.
What's it called?
Nah, you wouldn't have heard of it. No one has.
I'll bite. What kind of dinner is it, then? Endangered animals and a grab bag of conflict diamonds on the way out?
Nah, nothing that gauche. Tell you what, have another line. It'll get you in the right headspace. Now, I've got something to show you.
Let me start with an apology for how diminished I look. I promise I used to be so much more. And, well, less. Rest assured that the honour of sanctification, of becoming the sacrament that graces your plates this evening, fills me with a feeling of such distinction that my phantom limbs feel a part of me again, rather than parted from me, if you forgive my little pun. Ever since my induction into the coterie, I've been gifted a sense of purpose sadly absent in the dissolute world I was born to. I can only thank you for that elevation and for opening the road towards this delicious ascension. I offer up my body to you freely as an act of loving gratitude. I will be your conduit, and you will share a taste of the embrace I fall willingly into. Together we go to the hungry god's arms. I just lead the way and wait there to welcome you in. Now, sit back
and enjoy a lifetime of effort and experience and choices, all to bring you this particular flavour. Your times will come, and we'll finally meet, smiling under his loving gaze. There is no doubt of that.
What the fuck was that?
I think you've got an idea.
Nah, mate, I don't think I do.
Come on now, stop fucking about. What do you think this is? Remember the Autolan?
That was a fucking bird. That is a person. No, you can't be serious. You're joking. Yeah, it's a joke. It's got to be a fucking joke. Fuck, what happened to his legs? Where are his fucking arms? What the fuck did you just show me, Ez? Do you get me round here to put me on the plate too? Is that it?
Calm down, man, calm down. I'm not gonna eat you. Let me explain. If you're not interested, you'll never see me again.
Just like that, yeah? What if I go to the police? What about that? You're gonna send a team of butchers after me, pick me up and chuck me in the mincer?
The police? What? You, Mickey? And say, what, I got offered a job at the Cannibal Kitchen? Sounds like a quick trip to getting sectioned or thrown in the cells, particularly for someone with your record, mate. Nah, like I said, we're cooking. That's it. That's all it is. And what we're making, no one else can touch us. It's the best thing I've ever seen. You wouldn't believe the care that goes into every dish. It sings on the plate. It's almost holy. Yeah, holy.
What the... Can you hear? I don't know if you're taking the piss. Jesus, give me that brandy.
Help yourself. Ready to hear more, or...?
I'll hear you out, just to see if you're fucking with me.
Right. Well, this club, it's been going for a while, longer than you'd think. They've got a whole, how do you call it, mythology about its founding.
It stretches back into the mists of time, and today we continue the...
Well, you get the idea.
So, the cannibal cult has a heritage. How the fuck does that make it any better, man? Christ, I know we've done some fucked up shit together,
I'm getting to it. A little scene setting first. You'll see, it all links together. So, this club. They've got a programme for their... donors.
The video?
Yeah, exactly. They've turned the journey to the plate into a belief system, a rite of initiation. They're groomed to go to the knife ready and willing, thinking it's some kind of gift to whatever god they're serving.
Their fucking god?
Oh, yeah. Not one you'd know. And he hungers. it's all bollocks. Who fucking knows? Maybe they're right. Look, the way they see it, their whole life peaks on the plate. Every decision made, every action taken, every mouthful and swallow creates their unique taste. Then, on that one fateful night, their sacrifice is treated as sacrament by those who prepare them.
Sacrament?
Right, look, no one gives a fuck what you believe, and by the time you see them, it'll be the same as any other meat. The care we put into the cooking is all the respect that's needed.
What about the guests? They bought into all this?
I'm sure some of them are true believers. The rest, well, you know, the decadent rich. Always looking for a limit to go beyond. Those perverts are all about flavour and provenance and story. Could say the same about us, to be fair.
So you're saying the donor goes in eyes open and willing? That's what you're getting at?
Yeah. Thinking about it? It's practically vegan.
This ain't funny.
All right, mate. Flavour. That's what it's about. That's all it's about. They've sold it to whoever's on the menu, so they're nice and relaxed. Then, I don't know, they're hypnotised or something. Either way, they're blissed out. Body flooded with oxytocin. Supposed to be a taste like no other.
You tried it?
Now, that would be telling. Look, I like you. You're fucking good and you're open to the extreme. If it wasn't for the meat, this place would be something to shout about. Everyone's at the top of their game. It's the most groundbreaking shit I've ever seen. And, come on, you can at least admit you've wondered about preparing a bit of long pig. This way, at least you're fulfilling someone's dying wish.
Damn. Forgot how dark you get. It would be something...
I almost forgot to pay. This is what I got for the last outing.
Damn, is that fucking gold? Damn.
Yes, mate. Sovereigns, Krugerrands. One time I got a fucking doubloon straight from the Mary Rose. I'm just fucking with you. So, you in?
I don't know, Ez. It's a lot. Christ, it's a lot to put on someone. I need some time to think about it.
Of course. Next outing's in a month. Now, let's get a bit messy for old time's sake. It's good to see you either way.
Hors d'oeuvres out in three. Ready?
Yes, Chef.
Get plating. It's going out during the video.
The what?
The vid. You want to see it?
I don't know if I want.
You good? Don't be fucking my dishes now, bastard.
All good, Chef. Look to your left. Everything's laid out. We're ready.
Ezra, your man's not bad.
I thought you'd trust me by now. Sounds like you're set. Look, we'll be back in five, taking Mickey to see the main event.
Hurry back now, puppy.
Where the fuck are you going?
New hire, Chef, we're golden. Not doing the plating, taking him to see the presentation.
Fine. Good for us all to know what we're doing. If anything drags because of you, you're gone. Got it?
Yes, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
Quick, up here.
Jesus. Look at this place. I can recognise a...
Keep your voice down. This is their sacrament, after all.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I could have your attention, please... As the first part of tonight's experience is served, we have a small video presentation. A word from our donors. I'm certain you'll find it quite enlightening, and it should really sharpen those appetites.
Not sure I want to see this again. Fuck me. Almost forgot what we were doing. Mate, I can't see this sober.
Keep it together, man. Let's get back, finish service. Gonna be run ragged for the next few hours.
Just in time. Get back to your station.
You're looking a little peaky, putain. You see too much, no? Mate, didn't expect you to bring someone so green they freak out seeing how the sausages were made. Thought you were a pro, newbie. Come on.
Ignore them. Focus on the work. Something that raw brings it home, eh?
We're cooking him. This is him right here.
No shit. Hold it together. We've got service to finish.
We got a problem.
Ezra's body's cracking up.
That right. Thought he'd be able to handle this. The stories you told me were grisly enough.
Nah, we're good, Chef.
Good. Service!
Pull it together, man. You can fall apart after. Till then, just think he wanted it. And the care being given to his corpse is more than any of us will see. It's a fucking tribute.
His corpse? A tribute? To what?
His sickness. Their appetite.
You sick fuck. Goddamn. Let's get it done.
Congratulations. That's the best one yet. There'll be a bonus coming. Never seen the congregation that happy. Here's a gift from me to help with the clear down. Remember, the crew's coming tomorrow to break down the site, so just bag and bleach everything. Enjoy the fizz.
Hear that? Should be proud. Grab a drink, let's clean down, and get the fuck out of here.
Yes, Chef.
Glad you pulled it together. We'll have a conversation when we're out of here. See if you fancy any more of this shite. Once you see the money, might be, you can't turn it down.
Nice one, man. Knew you'd pull through. Got a bit dicey, but we're good. We're fucking out.
Almost forgot. There's fresh blood in the kitchen. You know what that means.
Ah, of course. You're keeping me honest. Ezra, bring your mate over.
What's this about, Ezra?
Oh, well, I might have misspoken when I said you didn't have to join anything.
The fuck you talking about, Ez?
Think of it like team building. You've done everything else. This is the final little step.
You're joking, right? This is still part of the prank, yeah?
We've all had a taste. This is your invitation to something bigger.
Come on. Don't tell me you weren't a little curious to taste your hard work, mate. I know you better than that.
Dude.
Kept a little plate of something special. Be rude not to partake. It's some of the choicest cuts.
Oh. You fucking cooked him already. It was his dying wish to be enjoyed. That's all you're doing, honouring the dead.
It'll help you to see what it's all for, too.
Go on, lad.
A white plate sat on the clean metal countertop. There was a lump of braised meat in the centre, sitting on top of mounded mushrooms, shrouded in rich red-brown sauce. Steam rose from it in wavering lines, filling the kitchen with the smell of savoury aromatic stew. Mickey felt his mouth water as his stomach grumbled. It was empty. He was hungry. He parted a piece, knife passing through with no resistance, filled his fork with mushrooms, then swiped it over the plate to coat it in sauce. The smell filled his nostrils, a spatter of saliva dripping from his lip as he took it into his mouth. The flavour rolled over him as it hit his tongue. It took him away, and he was flying.
Good lad. Good lad. He's off now. Be meeting our employer soon enough. Let's leave him to it.
Mickey didn't hear anything as the rest of the kitchen staff left the room, arm in arm, singing. You really must be careful who you associate with these days. Everyone has some sort of hidden motive, some duplicitous fuel keeping their engine ticking, driving them forwards while undermining you. I don't much like the sound of that hungry god. A supernatural being that hasn't figured out how to satisfy their cravings seems like a cheap and tawdry sort. Certainly not one worthy of those sort of sacrifices. No. If I were to suborn myself to another, they'd have to be remote and prepossessed, utterly indifferent to my devotion. Silent in the face of any entreaties, and aloof to any offerings or sacrifice. Still, I rather fancied a taste of that dish at the end. Regardless of the provenance of the meat, like Ezra said, it would be rude not to have a morsel. Though I imagine it would be a moment on the lips and a lifetime on the soul. Not much getting around that taboo. I've noticed a rather troubling thread linking all these stories together. I've hinted at it here and there in my previous musings, and of course there was that ugly scene with Antonio and Daniel. But for the slow ones at the back, or those who haven't been paying close enough attention, I'll spell it out. Keep a weather eye on your back and surround yourself with those who have earned your trust. Else you'll end up like Mickey, a willing slave, trapped by past decisions. Though I suppose the filthy lucre and the mouthful of man parts sweetens the pot quite a bit. We've moved farther than I ever thought we would from the whimsy of our earlier tales. Now all we have are the consequences of poor judgment, flailing in ignorance, playing out on the backdrop of sad grey lives. I would hate for you to suffer anything like the same fate, dear listener. The very idea fills me with horror. Though I know I have little to worry about. You've been listening to this show, after all. And even if there is an end fast approaching, as we've been shown continually, reality writes itself.